life during the British occupation. After Vaudreuil surrendered Montreal to the British in 1760, 65,000 French Catholics suddenly became subjects to the British king. The French habitants could not have been more different than the English. According to James Murray, Quebec's military governor in 1760, the French were a conquered yet dignified people. They were quiet, pliant or agreeable, hardworking, and humble. By contrast, Murray viewed English settlers recently arrived from the 13 colonies with contempt. The Americans were hardworking, but, as the governor saw it, they were also arrogant and overbearing. They were especially outspoken when it came to demanding privileges entitled to conquerors. Although the French-Indian War was over in North America by 1760, the Seven Years' War continued to rage in Europe and Asia for another 3 years. Despite the fact that Britain wanted to assimilate the French as soon as possible, this could not realistically be accomplished during wartime. Therefore, Britain temporarily introduced military rule in Quebec, that is, until such time that a more permanent form of civilian government could be set up. In the military system, the English governor had virtually absolute power in the colony. His, that is, Murray's, will was the law. The only political body capable of limiting Murray's power was Westminster, the English Parliament, back in London, England. Murray likely wasn't appointed governor because of his military knowledge. Instead, it is more likely he was made governor because he spoke French fluently. He was a unique man among the British. For most English people, it was policy to hate the French, and Murray respected them. He insisted that British soldiers treat the French with great respect.